The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Al. It's Joe Piscopo, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, AM 970. The Answer. We are fired up. We are locked and we are loaded. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. I always forget to say hi to Frankie. Mert is here, looking very fancy, by the way. I love this whole outfit, man. No, this is good.
He's got a whole Gary Clark Jr. thing going there.
May I ask you to step in for a second?
You shouldn't really wear hats.
I want your grandmother to watch this because she showed a picture of the Columbus Day Parade. She says, is this the guy you work with? Did she say that, Mert?
Nice.
Look at this. Guy. Clark, no, that's right? A great shot right there. Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
Have a seat so we can see the.
No. He looked like that. He's got a standing shot there. Yeah, sit down, please, Mark. Right,
yeah, that's good.
You look good, man. So this is very good. So tell me about your grandmother.
You're not supposed to wear hats indoors.
That was so cute. You're not? You're supposed to?
No. Yeah, yes. I took her to the doctor yesterday, and she was in there, and she's like, is this the. She seen you on the TV. She was like, is this the guy who you work for? She don't know how to pronounce your name.
Yeah.
She says, Piscopo. Say, no, Piscopo.
Pesci, Joe Pesci will do fine.
Yeah. She says, say, no, Piscopo. I told her a million times. She still don't know how to pronounce it. But she was like, that's the guy you work for. I remember you telling so.
We'll have to take a picture. We should do a picture today.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
But let's you get up so early in the morning. God, look at this. I dress. Thank you for dressing.
No, this is it's easy to dress up because all my shirts are already pressed and stuff like that. So I never wear them. So my grandma, she got them all pressed and stuff like that. So beautiful. I got like a million shirts beautiful. That I'm wearing for the first time. So I usually don't go to church or anything that much. So I don't really have any place else to wear them. So I'll wear them here.
We appreciate it, bro. Let's get a shot for your grandma.
Like
right?
A candle?
You know what? I'll take it.
Give
that to your grandma.
You can't re-gift a Jesus candle,
yes,
Al.
Why can't you?
It's a because it's a Jesus candle.
His grandmother is going to appreciate it. Why not?
She's a very religious person.
Bingo. There you go.
She'll love it.
All right.
Perfect.
So Gaetano wants to bring Jesus to Al. Not so much, but it'll go to your grandmother. Right. So that's
Jesus was a giver.
That's right.
Al's a giver. There you go.
Thanks, Al.
For the many things you and Jesus.
Good, Mert. Thank you. Thank you, man. Good to see you, my friend. You're looking really good. Thank you so much. I love that.
Hey, kid, can you re-gift the Jesus candle?
Sure you can. You've re-gifted half of his gift that he's given you. What difference does it make?
I'm afraid he re-gifted the wedding gift.
I would let the Son of God. Wait a second. I would let the Son of God wash my feet. Joe wouldn't.
Well, you don't have feeling in your feet. You wouldn't know.
That's even better. Even better. Maybe he would restore the feeling in my feet. He is Jesus.
I texted Frankie something about the. Oh, by the way, Yuri, thank you, and Big George. We always appreciate you staying on the video, man. It ain't easy.
By the way,
every morning. Thank you very much.
Does anybody else think it's odd that Yuri has a desk and I don't?
Does Yuri have a desk?
Yes.
Why do you not have a desk?
I don't know. But
Frank has three desks.
I thought you had a whole area.
No,
I have a drawer mostly books.
And a wire cabinet.
Yuri's laughing hysterically now, apparently this is a touchy
subject. And
Frank
has a wire cabinet to keep, mail in.
That's true.
But you don't have,
Frank has had three desks. He's been kicked out of all three of them.
How about all those... when we just walked past around Justin's area there, there's three.
I would love one of those.
There's an empty desk between Matt and where.
Just take what the heck Kathy's you want. Yeah. $5.
You know, I haven't made this much of an issue of it because.
But now we are.
I do like nobody knowing whether I'm here or not. If I have a desk, bosses start walking by that. First of all, they know where to find you.
That's it.
Which is a big problem.
See, he had this all planned out. And you had it all planned. That is so Morano.
It is so Morano.
Yeah.
First of all, they know where to find you. And second,
oh my God.
They know when you're not there.
Oh my God.
I don't like anybody to know if I'm
Wait
here
a
or
not. If you're not at your desk, where are you? I have another maker's mark.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't want people to know if I'm at a bar or something.
Well, your hours are... So I forget why I texted Frank about a guest, I guess, on Monday, and I said...
What's Going On, or it was about Michael's of Brooklyn Sunday, whatever it was. He was it was after your show. It was after your show. I always hesitate to bother him on a Monday, Sunday morning like that. So I go, what do you got? And so he goes, I'm trying to grab at least a half hour, 20 minutes on the couch. The most uncomfortable couch on the planet.
Why it's good, because you don't oversleep on that couch. It's not comfortable.
And then Frank texted back, there's a gift in here I gave you.
I said, is my flute in there? See, you got it.
There's a cough drop on it.
But Frank was so tired, he goes, I haven't seen it.
Because he's exhausted.
I don't think I'm looking for my flute. Because I'm about to play it, Frank, when I come in on Monday.
You played it well.
it was good. Hey, Frankie, so Diane Cusolino, she's our family member, and we're going to Italy with us. She sends something to Frankie, and she said, it's in my office, so I'm looking.
Joe gifted it already. No. Sorry, Frank.
I don't see it. Took it
home.
Joanne, our girl Joanne. Mm-hmm. Nice car from Joanne. Hold on.
That's a bill.
Wait, a subpoena?
No. What is that? Bills and cards.
You can't wait for this thing. For me to find this thing. Wishing you a very happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Sure, we'll take it.
It's October. Your birthday's in June.
Francisco, thank you. God's simple plan of salvation. Algatula. Here, take this for salvation, Algatula. Thank you. I'll find it. We'll have to find it.
No problem.
No, it is a problem because I know you want it. Here's, oh my God, congratulations, James Patterson, U.S. diplomat. Sure. Well, listen, we appreciate all the. And this, let me just open this and then we'll move on
By the way, people listening should learn from this never to send Joe anything in the mail you want him to read or see in a timely manner.
Right. If you're sending something for his birthday, send it now.
Thank you. This is from, what does this say? This is, Janet? Janet, thank you. I have Italian.
That's nice.
Say one for each
Add
of us.
Add that to the bag.
Oh, we have an American flag and an Italian flag together.
I would have worn that yesterday.
I only wore mine 3 weeks ago.
I'm going to wear mine tomorrow.
Next year.
We have them for everybody. Hey, Joe on the radio. I'm sorry, I can't find it, Frankie. I'm looking.
That's right.
And anything could be in my office.
It's in that cavernous hotel room he's staying at tonight.
You know, what do we do with that? I got the biggest room in New York.
Throw a party.
Invite
some of the homeless off the street. Help de Blasio.
That's what I should do. I mean, the guy in Wall Street, that poor guy in Wall Street.
Did you see how badly, you were on TV, but did you see how badly he got booed in the parade?
Yeah.
They were calling him Big Bird.
My buddy
they told him to go
video.
Home. Honestly, I don't understand why he was even there. He skips parades because he's running for president.
Yeah.
He shows up at this one. It's a photo op for not for him.
We put all politics aside, and I saw Andrew Cuomo coming up, and you know I've had so many disagreements with him politically over the last year, certainly at least as you have, and I saw Governor Cuomo coming up, and I'll tell you what Frankie always says. When he says this man is more savvy of politics than you can imagine, as Chuck Schumer is, some guys you may just not like, but they're so savvy. But there was a genuineness to Governor Cuomo yesterday when he came up, sat with his Italian brothers and sisters, and told us how he stood up for the Columbus statue, he stood up for the Mother Cabrini statue, and he understood it in the name of his father. And I made sure I said, give your mom my best, because his mother, Matilda, is like royalty. So it was nice to see it, but all politics aside. And sometimes you do things to placate the progressive left. I like that he went up right smack dab against Mayor de Blasio.
Well, he always does. He never there's no reason Cuomo couldn't have put up a statue to Mother Cabrini a year ago or 6 months ago.
Yeah.
The only reason he's doing it now is because it was an opportunity to embarrass Bill de Blasio. And on the radio Friday, on his radio show, de Blasio's radio show, the one that Chaz Palminteri called into, he basically said that Mother Cabrini would be in the next round of statues. So this was going to happen irrespective of what the governor did. And on top of that, the Brooklyn Borough President, Eric Adams, said, you know what? If they want to put Mother Cabrini statue in Borough Hall, we'll make a place for it.
Yeah.
The diocese, Brooklyn Archdiocese,
Nick DiMarzio,
they raised half the money already.
Yes.
So this was already happening. All Cuomo did, and this is his brilliance, is he put himself in a position to take credit for something that was already going to be done.
But again, they put it to a contest.
It wasn't.
I mean, she won.
It wasn't really a contest, though. It wasn't like an American Idol style.
No, but it was who do you want?
Right. It was an open nomination. Right. She should have been. She should have been nominated. Absolutely.
But I'm just saying. But she won, and then they go, "Well, we want to pick somebody else." The person won.
I really think through it all, it was my friend Chaz Palminteri who made it work. I really do.
He brought a lot more attention to it
because he's very. He's with Blue Lives Matter. He's with Joe Imperatore, Sergeant Joe, and they're doing a whole big Bronx. They're going to view the Bronx Tale at Lorenzo's. Actually, you want to see that
next week?
And he supports the NYPD. I mean, he tells you the story about how he keeps that hat on, and if it's at the airport, he goes, "Look, this is something I believe in, the NYPD." Very staunch supporter of the police, and he was great. And then he supported the statue, and he showed up. I'm telling you, and I know Chaz, busier than anybody. Mm-hmm. He's always doing his live show or producing something. Shows.
And he's got a vodka, a restaurant.
Yeah, everything. So he shows up outside. "Joey, where are you?" This is what I hear. That's my chat. "Joey, where are you?" I go, "I'm in the makeup trailer. It's on the 68th Street. It's right there." He shows up with his buddy Phil, with Bobby, his boys, you know, they come up, and he was working it. I'm telling you, he wanted to make sure that statue was made. Saw the governor, they talked, and Chaz has a respect, you know, and an allegiance to the people, certainly in this community. And he got, and I think his push really helped. "I talked to the governor, we're getting the statue." Like, I love that. Now you just can't leave. I love it. Chaz was great. And then I go, "What are you doing in New York?" "I just did Bernie and Sid." I go, "Well, Chaz, thank you for doing the other radio show. Right. You can't jump in my studio." He goes, "It's the statue, Joe. It's the statue."
The shame of it all, though, about this statue, it's not as if Mother Cabrini is a controversial figure.
Right, right.
It's not like there's any doubt that this woman did so many amazing things for so many people. It's not as if, so-and-so might have been questionable, you know, this or that, whatever. This is a no-brainer, and this was a layup for the mayor and his wife, and they look like idiots. That's what makes it worse.
Well, there's some, you know, and then I hear when we went put all politics aside yesterday for Columbus Day, it was Tony Danza Day the other day. I should have acknowledged that. But Mayor de Blasio put that forth, and his wife, and they celebrated Tony, and Tony does so much great things for police athletic league.
For everybody.
Extremely talented. He's working every weekend on the road, and he stays in New York. He's not in the L.A. mix, and he gives so much back to the city. He's such a great guy, and they made it Tony Danza Day. So So I like when the mayor does stuff like that, because that was something that we could agree with. Now, and I don't like, that's what, going back to politics, not to mess everything up, but it was Senator Schumer going after the president here, and Chuck Schumer calling a vote for this week on the President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. Understood, valid criticism. Forget about the impeachment thing. I could tell the Democrats right now it's just plain not going to happen. So you could go ahead. You could just, it's going to be a useless waste of time. However, they're going after the president. Can we go back to when Schumer was with Barack Obama and what happened with ISIS, and they calling it the JV and the red line and the mess that Syria was made under Barack Obama? Can someone explain to me why no one takes responsibility in Washington? All they do is they blame everybody else. And it's crazy. The only question I have is, what do you do with the Kurds? Now, the president is going to send Mike Pence to Turkey, and they're going to put these sanctions in. And I cannot understand, and this is very legitimate, this is amicable, that's the word I want, amicable way, why can't the Turks and the Kurds and Syria, and maybe Mike Pence will be able to handle this, Mike Pompeo will be able to handle this, you have just a buffer zone of 20 miles. Is it okay? Just have a buffer zone. That's all that Erdogan wants. Am I right, Frankie?
Well,
Or is that just...
That's what he says he wants.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, he may want Syria.
Well, he doesn't want Syria. He wants no more Kurds.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
I know, but is it a slaughter of the Kurds? Erdogan says the Kurds are terrorists, right? They're our friends. We're going in. How can you settle this in an amicable way? We'll see what Mike Pence
comes up with. Well, here's the breaking news just within the last hour. Russia says its troops are now patrolling between the Turkish and the Syrian forces. So this announcement from the Kremlin signals that Russia is moving to fill the security vacuum left by the U.S. withdrawal, and it illustrates how the power balance in the region is rapidly shifting. In my view, this is exactly what we want. It's the best of all worlds. No American troops being killed. If Russia is successful in protecting the Kurds, then that's great. No Kurdish massacre. And the people that should really be concerned about this territory in northern Syria is the Syrian government, not the American government. This is working out, again, I know there's a lot of lives lost already, and I'm not happy about that at all. But we're seeing the Kurds being willing to work with Assad and negotiate with Assad. That is exactly who they should be working with. I'm thrilled the Russians are doing
just
this.
To be clear before we break, that Erdogan just wants to take out the Turks because he feels
the
Kurds. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And what about the Kurds within Turkey? He wants to just
The problem is, and this is why he wanted to go into northern Syria. The Kurdish militants within Turkey are getting help in the form of supplies, weapons, assistance
from
the Kurds in Iraq and in Syria.
Yeah.
So that's what he was trying to put a stop to.
Will it ever be settled?
No, it's been going on for 400 years.
Ever.
Having 1,000 American servicemen there to be killed is not going to stop it.
And we're not even talking about Yemen yet. I mean, you know, it's one thing after another, right? So your point is well taken. And I understand that, but there's got to be a way to negotiate it. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. And Councilman Fernando Cabrera, is he coming in live in the studio? Well, that's really good. He's going to go up against AOC. Huge breaking news right here on Piscopo in the Morning with Frankie and Al and Debbie on the roads looking out for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning to you, Joe. Thanks a lot. Good morning, Frank and Al. Let's take a ride, see what's happening here as you head over to the Whitestone Bridge. It's busy into Queens. Cross Bronx West, heavy right through the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Outbound side of the GWB, upper and lower level. It's construction. Eastbound belt at Bay Parkway. They just cleaned up an accident. 58th Street closed here in town between 8th and Broadway. That's some ongoing police department activity. 109 in North Lindenhurst. Fire department activity. LIE West at Glen Cove Road. It's an accident. Vets Highway West at Lakeland Avenue. Bohemia closed there with an accident. Route 6 at 293 in Woodbury, a head-on collision being investigated. It's kind of busy this morning as you head to the inbound GWB, that's 20, Lincoln 30, Holland still about 40 minutes in from 1 and 9, better from the turnpike, and expect delays on 280 West exit 15 in Newark with an accident still being cleared. Sunny today, high of 64. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Did you see the president the other day in Minnesota give a shout-out to Mike Lindell? It was great. Best marketer I've ever seen. I'm taking all my campaign money and giving it to Mike Lindell, the president said. This guy, he buys all the time the MyPillow ads, and he went on and on how great Mike Lindell is. And, you know, it was nice to see because we love Mike, and Mike is great. And Mike appreciates you helping MyPillow become one of the great companies, American companies out there. He appreciates it, so he came up with this. This is from Mike. He's got those radio listener specials. If you go to MyPillow.com and you check the radio listener specials right there, you'll get incredible discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, those bed sheets, so much more. Mike is offering, here it is, here you go, you ready? Again, a great thing I'm so proud to tell you about, buy one, get one free. That's today. Buy one, get one free at MyPillow today, please. You can also order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. That is the name of the book. It's a story you just plain won't believe. It's an inspirational, heartwarming story. It really is. The tough times Mike Lindell went through to get to where he is today. And you get $10 off that with promo code AM970, by the way. And free shipping on your whole order. Buy one, get one free. Get the book for $10. Free shipping on your entire order with, 60-day money-back guarantee. And on top of that, a 10-year warranty. Come on. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer today. Enter the promo code AM970. You can call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Dennis Prager believes every society needs norms.
The notion that society can have norms is very important. And what the left does is chaos. They hate freedom and they hate order. Any society needs it, because when the guardrails are broken, there's chaos and bad things will happen.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
What is that? Joe on the radio. These guys are busted chops.
Yeah, I know.
They're busted chops. Oh,
no,
man.
I'm looking on CNN. John Kasich is on talking about his book. Who would buy that book?
I know.
It's up to us.
He won't stop. He won't stop. Hey, 925, Joe on the radio. Nice guy, too. Was a nice guy. I don't know what happened. Can I tell you about Route 22 Toyota, please? Route 22 Toyota. Here it is. You got 5 minutes. It's 925 right now. I'm going to give you till 930. If you call 855-621-9949, you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. You get that free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, $99.49, you get a free multi-point inspection. Come on. A free oil change and a free filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You got till 9:30, 855-621-9949 at Route 22 Toyota. Check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You know, you get that 0% APR financing. I did say 0%, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new. That beautiful, beautiful little showroom and that lounge like that. And also that with this new the service center is great. It's been great. You're going to love it at Route 22 Toyota. You don't have to deal with dummies. You don't have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. That's the beauty of it. Iggy is there. Carmelo is there. Chester and Johnny and Chris, the family that is Route 22 Toyota. Now this, you got the 930. Joey Generosity right here. If you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. That is our friends. They are the family over there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Does Joe Piscopo really have a suit on? See him live now on Facebook or YouTube. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Okay, breaking news right here. This is a man so well known and respected in the city of New York, Councilman Fernando Cabrera, a Democratic City Councilman from the Bronx, New York, Jersey to the Bronx, man.
Come on.
How are you, Councilman? He just announced a Democratic primary challenge to Representative Ocasio-Cortez, man. This is huge. This is huge. Because we've had the Republican folks come in, which is great, and that's huge there, too, but to go up against, and you know what you're doing. You know what, Fernando, you know what you're doing. Give us a breakdown how you came up with this decision, man.
Well, you know, I was very, very concerned about the fact that my first red flag was the Amazon deal. We lost 25,000 jobs, $27 billion. Who does that? Who runs out? And then not replace it with anything. She has brought zero to the district. Crime has risen 90% in some areas in the district. And then this push for socialism, where we're going to get taxed 60%. Imagine the impact, the negative impact that we're going to have in this nation. So as a city council member and as a Democrat, a moderate Democrat, we needed somebody to bring common sense and to intervene here. And I the district, I reflect the values of that district, which is about family, faith, and community. And we need to get back to the basics of what makes New York City great.
You sure you're a Democrat, man? you're talking. I was a Blue Dog my whole life. Oh, man. Blue Dog Democrat my whole life. Bill Bradley, Frank Lautenberg, all those guys, you know?
Wow.
And Mario Cuomo. So I know. Mm. Now I'm like, I'm not affiliated with any political party, you know, New Jersey.
Gotcha.
I'm like an independent, but I'm a conservative, man. Mm. And it's okay to be a Blue Dog. And the Democratic Party, between you and I, right. I mean, there's only a few hundred thousand people. But it's like they don't understand, man. You're making all the sense in the world.
Hmm.
And those of us who are in the community just like when you talk and make sense. I don't care what your political affiliation is.
Right.
I really don't. I'm not looking for a contest. It's like, how do you get across to these? She's got 4 million followers and more on Twitter. Does that really matter? How do you change that mindset?
Well, you know, you could be popular and divisive. You could be popular and not great. Greatness happens when you do something about the district. And if you go, really, if you follow her on Twitter, what you'll find is a lot of people attacking her. So it's not like
you have 4 million
followers, but it's half of them are saying, what are you talking about?
Yeah. But you're so well known for your great constituent services. What are you hearing from people in your district about her office handling constituent service?
Actually, when you call in, you can't even get a light person. That is shocking. I never heard of such a thing in the 10 years that I've been in the council as a majority whip leader. And a district is really the base of operation. And if you're going to see the changes that we've seen in my district, where we saw unemployment go down from 23.5 to 5.7, crime go down 60%, graduation rates go up. As a matter of fact, I have two high schools, one of them, 99% graduation rate. You got to get involved in the community. You can't just go out there and going for personal ambition, traveling all over, and yet your backyard is hurting.
Yeah. Now, you're touching my heart here. You're a pastor as well.
Yes, indeed.
God bless you for that.
Oh, listen, I've been doing it for 32 years, started from scratch. My first Bible study, none of them were religious people. A lot of young people in my church. It's a thriving church. We just got into a new building. It's exciting. But at the end of the day, it's about transformation, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, and walk me through this, if you would, Fernando, Councilman Fernando Cabrera, going up against AOC. And then this is a big, huge story. This man is respected. And I don't know if AOC knows what she's in for, but I don't want to make it any animus there. Mm-hmm. But you're making a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
What is with the progressive left? Why don't they believe? I believe, and I may be wrong, because you told me everything that I believe in, you believe in, and you're a Democrat.
Right.
God, country, community, church. Maybe the Democrats should start thinking like that, man.
Yeah, I think that somehow there are people in the party that the way they attract attention is by creating noise and being extreme. Extreme catches people's attention, but it does not mean that it's going to have an impact. And we know what works, Joe. That's the thing that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
We know that when families are healthy and we take care of families, we know when we respect the religious community that gives so much back to the community. We know that when we focus on the issues of a quality of life issues, that a community thrives and it makes us better.
And it's so funny. I'm looking here, like Frankie and I were talking. If you're pro-capitalist, Christian, social conservative, but you still keep winning, Fernando, with the Democratic primaries, even when you're challenged by the hard left, does that show that the Democratic Party, even in New York, is more conservative than some people think, at least some people within the party?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, what people may not know, Joe, and I'm going to say first here.
All right. I love it.
Is that the Justice Democrat, which they helped Ocasio get in, they first came after me. They put a gentleman named Randy Abreu, who works for her right now, who committed extortion, by the way, during that election against another candidate. The fact is they came after me. We blew them away because the people in the community know that this extreme left approach does not work and it does not reflect the principles by which we know will make a community strong.
So they came to you first?
Absolutely.
And you just said, I don't think.
No, we blew them away.
You didn't want to go?
No, they came after
me. No, they came after me. They put a candidate, and Ocasio was literally campaigning before she became a congresswoman, campaigning for this young man to run against me. And we won that election, and now we're going to return the favor.
Well, and it bothers you about the Amazon situation because it was so obvious. And,
absolutely.
And me and we rail against corporate welfare. We rail against it. It's like, hey, man, you're making the money. Filter it down. I understand that.
Right.
But 25,000 jobs is 25,000 jobs.
And it wasn't not just jobs. As a matter of fact, it was. And then on top of that, another 100,000 indirect jobs. Schools. I was talking to EDC, Economic Development Corporation, to be able to have high schools in our district, especially in black and brown districts, where we were going to have them go in Amazon and create a pipeline so they could get those $150,000 jobs. And she literally blew that out of the water and replaced it with absolutely anything. And it's just all of her plans are unrealistic. Look, let's talk about the Green Deal, if I can, Joe.
Please.
I mean, you're talking about over $70 trillion plan that Democrats voted in the Senate. All of the Democrats, all of the Republicans voted down 57-0 because it's so unrealistic. It's not pragmatic. There are ways to handle this. Even the United Nations, the climate panel, said if we put enough trees to cover the area of the United States throughout the world, we resolve the problem. If we put $20 billion for the technology, we could solve this problem.
Councilman Fernando Cabrera, what I love about you is that you're talking local. And what I don't understand about AOC, with respect, I don't say anything, but because she's got the whole package going. Right. She talks on this progressive, so it's happening in New Jersey, it happens in Albany, it happens in New York City. There's progressive socialist agenda. Right. They think it works for everybody. It does not.
It does not, because it takes away opportunity. It takes away free enterprise. Look, my grandmother is buried in Venezuela, Joe. Mm. She's Dominican, but she moved over there. She was there when it prospered, when it was the richest, most prosperous country. Yeah. And then you had socialism come in 10 years. Yeah. We had 10% of the population literally leave Venezuela. They're in a dire economic situation. Greece, right now, the young people actually introduced socialism. And now this year, the young people say, enough with socialism. Yeah. We're going back to a free enterprise because they end up with a 28% unemployment and they couldn't pay their bonds.
Yeah.
Basically, they were bankrupt.
Now, you're Italian, you're going to be offended if someone went after you. Like she did. Is that you taking anything personal in this?
Absolutely not. You know, I had to. This look, when you run for office, it's very taxing. Yeah. It's costly. Yeah, it requires all your attention. Your family has to be in it. I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. I'm 55 years old. I'm still in my golden year. I'm still young.
I'm spring rocking. Chicken, man.
Come on. Big time. But it does, you know, there's a tax that's going to come. There are people going to try to blemish, brand you, lie, misrepresent you.
Yeah, yeah,
so I understand what I'm getting into.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm talking about the future and the direction that this country is going. I'm afraid. I literally, Joe, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, I'm afraid of the direction that we're taking that is going to cost us the very soul of America.
Yeah, Councilman Fernando Cabrera. What happened? You and Joe Borelli prayed at the site of the Sermon on the Mount together? Is that right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there were many council members that we went over there. I've been to Israel 7 times. I'm very pro-Israel. I'm the most pro-Israel minority member in the city council. And I have a love for Israel, and we need to support Israel. It's a passion of mine. And so
God bless you for that.
No. We need it. And
that anti-Semitic rise in the House of Representatives is very unsettling.
It's very. And it's disconcerting that it's coming, ironically, from Democrats.
No, man.
And my Jewish friends, they're very nervous. They're the Democrats.
Yeah.
They're saying, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Where is this coming from? If we're going to talk about unity, we cannot be targeting a specific group of people in the way that they have been targeted, especially with their history that they have gone through so much.
Where can we get involved? Where can we learn about your campaign, Fernando?
Thank you so much, Joe. I want to encourage everyone to go to Cabrera, Cabrera for Congress, CabreraForCongress.com. We need volunteers. I'm asking people, you know, a lot of times people tell me, I'll be praying for you. We need more than prayers. We need to put feet to this campaign. It's going to require funding. Look, she had a head start. She has $1.4 million in the bank. But I believe there are enough Americans that would say enough is enough. So I'm encouraging everybody, go right now. Don't wait. Even if it's a dollar, a million people give a dollar.
Yeah.
We're talking about $1 million. That will be a tremendous jumpstart.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. You're right, Frankie. Five Boroughs and I were talking about, and we appreciate your time because you're so involved with this. We love that, man. A Democratic primary is a better vehicle for beating her than the general election, you think?
If I could be so honest, with respect to our friends in the
Republican
side. Yeah,
you got some good people
side,
running on the other
you got,
side.
You
sure.
got people, you know, this is democracy. But the district's only 11% Republican. They're not going to win. The real race, this is the real race with the real candidate, the one who has a real path of winning here, because this is a moderate district. They're very nervous. Yeah. The AOC camp, they're very nervous about this race. And watch all the attacks that are going to come, because they only attack people who they feel that this is a threat. And this is why I'm asking, please go to CabreraForCongress.com. Even if it's a dollar, it will make a difference. Five, ten, whatever is in your heart.
You're welcome here anytime, Councilman.
Thank you,
man. I appreciate your spirit.
Thank you.
You know, your heart, and I appreciate it. This man is Fernando Cabrera, running against AOC in the Democratic primary. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you.
And we'll talk soon on the radio.
It's going to happen.
Thank you,
God
Councilman.
Bless.
Piscopo, God bless you, too. Piscopo in the morning. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
53 degrees at 9:40. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Tuckahoe Youth Baseball League is paying tribute to an NYPD cop killed in the line of duty. Baseball players are wearing NYPD baseball caps as part of a fundraiser dedicated to Officer Brian Mulkeen. He was killed last month during a struggle with an armed suspect in the Bronx. He grew up in Monroe. The Baseball League raised $2,000 this past weekend. They'll donate the money to the Police Benevolent Association Widows and Children's Fund in Mulkeen's honor. A bronze statue of Christopher Columbus in San Francisco's Little Italy cleaned up after vandals attacked it with red paint over the weekend. The suspects also left a message on the base of the statue near Coit Tower that read, "Destroy all monuments of genocide and kill all colonizers." Crews removed the paint and inscription while people were just blocks away celebrating what the city now calls Italian Heritage Day. Police say it is no coincidence that the statue was defaced right before Columbus Day, and they are currently reviewing surveillance footage to try to identify the suspects. In sports, Yankees and Astros resume the ALCS this afternoon in the Bronx. It's game three of the best of seven series, which is tied at one game apiece. Nationals shut down the Cardinals 8-1 in game three of the NLCS in D.C. Washington leads that series 3-0. Islanders rallied to beat the Blues 3-2 in overtime. Devils still winless after getting outgunned 6-4 by the Panthers in Newark. And in Monday Night Football, it was the Packers over the Lions on a last-second field goal, 23-22. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for religious observance. Metered parking rules in effect. 109 is still blocked at North Lindenhurst up by Wellwood Ave. It's ongoing fire department activity. Expect delays on Vets Highway. It's closed in both directions at Lakeland Ave, getting out toward Bohemia with an accident in the LIE West at Glen Cove Road. An accident blocking one lane. Traffic busy across Bronx West into the GWB, outbound GWB upper and lower. It's ongoing road work there. If you're going to be heading to Route 6 at 293, an accident investigation, and the Deegan North at Fordham Road, some ongoing construction. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 minutes getting into town. The inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 20, Holland Tunnel still about 35 from 1 and 9, a little bit better from that turnpike approach. And keep in mind, sunny today with a high of 64. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhay with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Hello, Saver. Get Medicare Part D copays for as low as $0 when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy.
Hey, Joe on the radio, JRT Realty Group, JRT Realty Group. Jody Police is the head of JRT Realty Group, founder and CEO of JRT. Well, you want to Google JRT? Check it out. Go to JRTRealtyGroup.com. And if you know, all your commercial real estate needs are there, whether it's finding a new office or warehouse space. Hey, you want to get any kind of retail presence around the five boroughs? How about a creative site, like a studio or something? JRT is ready to assist you. Born and raised in Staten Island, Jody Police, she was on the show yesterday. We had such a great time. I love it. She's an Italian-American girl. Forgive me for saying that, but don't forgive me. I'm going to tell you, I'm proud when I see an Italian girl doing well like that. She just wants to expand the footprint today in the real estate industry to get her foot in the door in the age-old boys club if you are a woman or a minority. I love that she's taking, you know, and embracing that. And she's set to achieve, by the way, the Real Estate Board of New York's Lifetime Achievement Award in January. That's an incredible honor in the real estate industry. And when working with JRT Realty Group, rest assured your business is in highly professional hands. Proud to tell you about JRT. JRT Realty Group, 212-445-1200, 212-445-1200, or visit, please, JRTRealty.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Dr. Prager. 9:45 with Piscopo in the morning. Parian and Sons. You know I love them. Now, and I keep telling you, you can get anything you want at Parian and Sons. They've been there almost 100 years, 98 years. That's almost as long as I've been around, I got to tell you. And the time has come for Glenn and Maria to retire. The first time that they first must liquidate over. Are you ready for this? When I tell you about something, you get the deal of a century. Over $5 million of fine jewelry they're liquidating. $5 million. Everything at Parian & Sons has been discounted up to 70%. And Parian & Sons, they've always been known for the superior quality. They're always great. They dedicated so much. The father started in Clifton, New Jersey. Remember I told you? And I went out to Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. I saw some spectacular diamonds. This, you can get 70% off. Watches, jewelry. The watches of your dream. You got to check it out. Nothing is being held back. At Parian & Sons, $5 million going out of business sale going on now. Boom! All you got to do is go to Parian & Sons, 832 Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy... .com studios.
Get my safety diamond. I should just buy a diamond just in case I meet somebody, right, Pat? You never know. Go to Parian and Sons. Just like to have one handy in case I
want. 70% off.
I know. Come on. Hey, honey, will you marry me? I got it at 70% off. I got
it cheap. No, I'm not. I got a good deal.
Patrick Cullen is the president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. Pat, welcome back to the show, brother.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks
looking
for having
good,
me, guys.
Man. Great to see you at Yankee Stadium. What were we doing there? I walk in, my buddy Ray goes, hey, Joe, could you make an appearance? Roy White is there. Mickey Rivers is there. Other players, great players were there. And then it was for an insurance company because all my union friends were there.
Charitable. Event for insurance company. And so obviously, big part of what we do is charitable. And that goes overlooked a lot of times. All the unions in the city and the state, charity is up front for us because we oftentimes have people who are sick.
Yep.
We lose people tragically, unfortunately. Obviously, the 9/11 illnesses. there's no shortage of benefits and things like that to try and help raise some funds.
It was great to see. And people walking over before I saw you. Hey, you know Pat Cullen? Yeah. You know Pat Cullen? You want Pat Cullen on your radio show? I go, yeah, we're all there. We're all there together. That was a great, great time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
All for charity. I love that.
Yes.
So I understand you lost, you were just saying, one of your members in a tragic accident. What happened?
It was a car accident a couple weeks ago.
Oh, sorry
a young
about
officer,
that, man.
Brian McLaughlin, a real credit to our profession. An asset to the job, and we lost him tragically. And, we hope his family finds some solace, and they should know that the union. And also, we lost another member prematurely back in June. We hope their families know that the union's there for them, that we'll be there for them for as long as they need us, and that we will always remember their loved ones who gave their professional lives to us.
Yeah, God bless you for that. It's the family.
Yeah,
it's the family, man. Hey, I understand you're bringing the show back to the station. You start this weekend?
Yeah.
Come on, back by popular demand.
Justice Matters, noon on Sunday.
I love it.
Happy to be back. Looking forward to getting some good discussions going again on, kind of an overlooked part of our lives is the justice system. But these days, there's so much talk about crime, criminal justice reform. And it's ongoing. There's new initiatives constantly being introduced legislatively and otherwise in the public discourse. Justice Matters is going to matter now more than it ever has. And so we're happy to bring it back. We're happy to be back at AM 970. And we're thrilled. And so thanks for having us on to kind of let everybody know, our members and also the public, who, people should know, taxpaying public should know what their public institutions are up to. And that's what we're really focused on.
So Frankie Five Boroughs, if you just saw on TV, handed me the post. Bail, fail.
Yep.
Pat, this is something I know you guys are very concerned about.
Yep.
Tell your feelings on this.
We're concerned about it, but I think every New Yorker should be concerned about it because, it hasn't even truly gone into effect yet. It's January that it truly goes into effect, but I think we're starting to see the precursor to these legislative initiatives that have been passed, giving credit to those who have this person 34 counts of armed robbery and put back on the streets to rape.
How did they justify it? It's incredibly insane to me. Who's justifying this? How do they do this?
Well, I think that, the one-party rule in Albany has rubber-stamped a lot of initiatives, and so that doesn't help. The debate and discourse that should go along with matters of this import, especially on a public safety level, aren't as prevalent when everybody is behind an initiative.
Mm-hmm.
There's less and less of the necessity to say, let's hear from everybody.
So
things like this happen, so we're concerned. And everybody should be.
All the top-end law enforcement officials are just, we're so puzzled on that. And they just don't listen. But I the respect toward law enforcement seems to be enforced, I think, under this president. Is it my imagination? I think that you hear more about people caring more about law enforcement these days.
That may be true, but the public idea of it and seeing it in action are two different things. I don't even look at it on a national level. We try to focus a lot of our stuff on local and state level stuff. What's happening in the country is happening in the country. We could talk about that for days.
Yeah.
But really, Albany, the city council, these are the things that we really are focused on because all politics is local. So we have to really boil it down to its foundation and say what is happening here. Everybody deserves the right to at least be heard.
Yeah. I wonder if Tip O'Neill knew you'd be quoting him right here when he said that to Ronald Reagan. Yeah. You're right. All politics is local.
Yep.
Patrick Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. Noon Sunday, Justice Matters. Back on the air, baby.
Can't wait. Joe, by the way, great job on the parade yesterday. From what I saw, you were terrific.
Yeah, we had fun, man.
You inject a real fun-loving...
It's local, ethnicity everywhere through the eyes of Italian Americans, man.
Terrific.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. And God bless. We'll be listening Sunday at noon right here on AM 970. The Answer. 951, Debbie Duhaime, always looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. TheAnswer.com. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Patrick. Let's see what's happening here as you head over to Route 1 southbound into Ford Avenue, getting down into Woodbridge. Watch for an accident. The New Jersey Turnpike car lanes north, heavy getting up toward exit 9 because of a disabled vehicle. Traffic is still moving slowly here. As you take a ride over to 280 West Exit 15, a crash cleared. Inbound GWB, that's 20. Lincoln 25. Holland still about 35 in from 109. Better from the Turnpike. Over on the Spray north at 100B, an accident just pushed off to the shoulder. We're still seeing volume on the Deegan South down by the stadium with some ongoing road work. And watch for some delays as well as you take a ride to 58th between 8th and Broadway. Ongoing police department activity. Stop and go traffic on the LIE westbound. Heading right out toward Casino Boulevard. Queens Midtown Tunnel is okay. And the LIE East at Glen Cove Road moving slowly as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny and nice today, cooler than yesterday, high 64, clear much of tonight, low 54 in Midtown, 42 to 46 though in some northern New Jersey and Hudson Valley suburbs. It'll cloud up tomorrow morning and become increasingly windy later tomorrow. We'll have rain from late morning on, and that rain will be heavy at times late in the day and early at night and can lead to flooding on streets and highways and in poor drainage areas. There can even be a rumble of thunder, the high tomorrow 68. Thursday, blustery and quite cool with clouds and sunny breaks, high 59. AM 970, The Answer.
Here's the man, Joe Lundberg. Love you, Joey. Thank you so much. Can I tell you about Rhino Shield? Rhino, if you're a homeowner, business owner, perhaps on a co-op board, springtime, summertime, and fall is, you know, the time to repaint, you know. And I know that because I would always patch up my house. I called Rhino Shield. I called Susan at Rhino Shield. I heard John Gambling talk about it for years. I never did anything. You've heard Joey talk about it on the radio here for years. Maybe's the time you call Susan at Rhino Shield, 877-744-6608. I wish I had called when I was listening to John Gambling, right? Because now that I Rhino Shielded my home, best thing I ever did with my house. It's like brand spanking new, brand new painted. You know, that's the way it looks. And it's so quick and done. And Arthur did it on his summer residence. You got to check out Rhino Shield. Guaranteed for 25 years. And if you got a business, I always tell you this, that's your calling card. People go buy your business. And they can take a look. If it's Rhino Shielded, it looks, wow, look at that freshly painted business. They must be doing great. Let's put that ceramic coating on. Actually seals it. Seals your building, seals your house. Spray it on. Bonds completely to wood, brick, stucco, aluminum, block, and vinyl. In any color you want, guaranteed for 25 years to never chip, peel, or mold. Last time you're ever going to have to paint your house again. Save yourself thousands. Call Susan at Rhino Shield, as I did, please, for a free, yes, free estimate. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608.
844-7666-08 or go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, Joe on the radio, what a show, Mamma Mia. Thanks to everybody with this great correspondence that we have. Oh, my God, this is great. Here's a little plaque that says, "The best revenge is massive success, Frank Sinatra." And that comes from our friends Marianne and Tony. We love you for that. Thank you. That is so great. A lot of birthday cards. I finally got into my office.
You waited long enough. It would have been your birthday again. Double the birthday.
No one could ever fill your shoes. This is my pal Joanne. Joanne, I love you. Thank you so much. That is so, so sweet. But I bet a lot of people notice. I'm very funny. To the best dressed guy on radio, love you when you wear blue. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We do appreciate that. Joy from Brownsville, thank you for the birthday card. Joy, I saw you had called. I missed you. Look at this. This comes from the Library of Congress from Jim Patterson. Thank you very, very much. What else I got? Frankie, I can't find Diana's. We're looking. I'm going. John Kufos, who we love, Right on Crime. Thank you so much. Here, God's Simple Plan on Salvation. Al, that's for you. And you could give that to Mert, maybe, like that. So, listen, I appreciate it. And thank you for the birthday wishes. Francisco, thank you so much for the birthday wishes. Thank you for the cookies. Thank you for your love. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Five Boroughs, for always producing a fine program. I appreciate that. Big Al, thank you very much. And George and Yuri, thank you. Mert and Kara, thank you so much. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Let's do it again tomorrow. I love you for being here. Thank you so much for that. Make it a great day, because you deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.